Bloom Jewelers.
How you doing?
Doing okay. How about you?
Good. Are you tired?
Oh, yeah. I'm tired.
Oh, dear. Okay. Did you stop your treatments or are you still doing them?
I'm still doing the Herceptin, which is every 3 weeks.
Which
I'm
is
done with. It's a chemical infusion.
Okay.
But it's not chemo.
Okay.
I'm done with radiation.
Okay.
And I have the lovely radiation burn.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, the worst part is, I got sick. I got that cough, you know. the continuous cough, you know. I got that. So then I'm powering through, and I was afraid on Monday they might not do the infusion, but they did, because I didn't have a fever. So anyway.
Oh, dear.
I'm glad you called today.
Yeah.
Because we won't be here tomorrow.
Okay.
We won't be back till Monday. We're doing our ham radio thing, you know, in Ohio.
Oh, what is it? Ham radio.
Ham radio, yeah. You know,
okay.
I always say ham fest. People think we're going to a meat market.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, dear. So, okay. Well, I hope you're going to feel better.
Oh, sitting in the car driving is a heck of a lot easier than jumping up and down waiting on people.
Right. Yeah.
Ridiculous
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So how did you do for Mother's Day? Everything okay?
Oh, I laid in bed the whole day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a fever. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I was not good.
You were sick.
I was sick. So I'm feeling much, much better.
And what's the cough from? Just because you were sick, or?
From the grandkids, you know.
They had it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and my system was so weak, you know. And
I
lose so much. I'm surprised it took this long to get sick, really.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm thankful.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, did you have a fun Mother's Day?
Yeah, it was nice.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. So.
I would have loved to have been with the family. But
yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I was so grateful they all went over to Sheila's and I slept.
Yeah, you were able to just relax. Yeah.
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 Give me the world of good.
Oh, good.
So
I'm glad.
Can I ask you a technical question?
Yeah.
So, I'm talking, and it's an old appraisal, and 2-carat,
mm-hmm.
I-1, I-2,
mm-hmm.
F to H in color.
Round?
Marquee.
Marquee. Okay, marquee.
He wants me to do an update on his appraisal. And I'm afraid that he's not going to be happy when I tell him it's worth less.
Let's see here. I-1-I, I have a 202. I-1-I, it is GIA. And it costs you $11,312.
Okay, for the stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Why, what was his?
So in... 2019,
mm-hmm.
I appraised his wife's ring for $18,000.
Gotcha.
So it hasn't.
You're okay then.
It really, yeah.
Yeah.
It really hasn't increased in value, but it really hasn't decreased tremendously either.
No, I would say it did not.
Yeah, but the price of gold has gone up tremendously.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, that
yeah.
gives me at least a rough idea.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and how's Craig doing with everything?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. He's excited. You know, we leave tomorrow morning.
Well, how long are you going to be gone for?
Till Tuesday next.
Till Tuesday.
It's just a long weekend. You know, it's an 8-hour drive to Ohio for us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Craig's saying he has to drive me and my 2 boyfriends.
It's too funny. Are you
going to
be okay to go?
Oh, yeah. driving, sitting in the car driving.
Okay.
A lot easier than jumping up and down and waiting on people.
Okay, okay.
People,
so you'll be gone
for
a few.
People are exhausting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're just exhausting.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're demanding. And
yeah.
I understand. I get it. But there's times when I just wish the phone wouldn't ring no more or nobody else
I
would
know.
Come in. And it's not the right attitude, right?
Well, hey, you know.
But anyway, we'll have those days.
Yes, we do. Yes, that's for sure.
Power
so.
Through them and power through them and this
yeah.
shall pass.
Yeah.
And it won't
yeah.
be too much longer and the kids will be out of school.
I know.
Dropping them off at summer camp and, you know.
Oh, boy.
yeah.
How
yeah.
much longer do you have to do your infusion?
Till October. Every 3 weeks till October. Yeah.
So is that does that make you more exhausted than the chemo and radiation did?
I don't think so.
No?
I've done it, you know, already before.
Okay. Okay.
And it didn't seem to have any effect on me at all.
Okay. And this is all just like a precaution. It's not even...
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's kind of like a follow-up to try to make sure that everything
they got,
is gone. Yes.
Okay. And when do they scan you again?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I do a bone density before too long.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, all the chemicals, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every once in a while, they'll do an echo on my heart, make sure my heart's okay. And
yeah.
So far, it's been good, so I'm thankful
oh,
for that.
Oh, good. Good, good, yeah.
Craig's over there going, they found it.
oh, Craig.
Yeah.
It's too
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. He keeps it nice, right?
Yeah. Oh,
nice
yeah.
and light. I like
yeah.
it.
In June, it'll be 42 years.
Oh, wow. Well, you have
yeah.
to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah. I think I do another test.
you do what? Another test?
Test, yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's always something. I can't, I'll be honest, I cannot wait for it to be over. I, really
I know, I know.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
My hair is coming back.
Oh, you
it's
lost a, your hair then.
Oh, I lost all my hair. I mean, every last bit of it.
You're joking.
And it was so, no, and it's like, it was like one of these things where, like, 8 weeks in, right? And I'm thinking, oh, I'm the lucky one. I'm not losing my hair.
Yeah.
And then I got in the shower one morning and shampooed my hair.
Oh, no.
And 3/4 of it came out.
They had
and
to
the
be...
next day, the rest came out, and I was done. And I was like, oh,
they had to be traumatizing.
Yes. You know how important hair
oh,
is.
Oh, my gosh.
Even if it's gray, it's still
right.
Gray.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
So I got a wig.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you do that
yeah,
or a ball
I did
cap?
A wig. Yeah,
and?
I do a ball cap in the store. It would be goofy. Right?
Yeah.
So I went with a straight kind of salt and pepper wig.
Oh, you
and
did?
Would, yeah. And people would say, oh, you changed your hair.
And you're like, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, your hair looks so good. And I'm thinking, oh, please, people leave me alone. But, you know what? If they had seen me with no hair, I think we would have had no business.
Why?
I
you think so? Because, why?
Oh, yeah, because people are extremely superficial.
What?
And oh, yeah, and if they think you're sick, it's like blood in the water.
Stop that.
No, I really believe that. Now, there'll be a few people that'll be sympathetic, but the majority, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, even 5 years ago when I felt good and everything was good, I had, you know, 35-year-olds say to me, how much longer are you going to be in business? I don't know if I have you for my jeweler. You
You're joking.
Much longer. And I would look at them like, what? You know.
Oh, my God.
You never know what people think.
That is weird. Oh, my God. But the wig, yeah.
And these are all things I would never say to somebody else.
No, right.
You know?
No, you're right. Yeah.
But, you know, and I mean, if hey, let's just say I was purchasing, I'll just say a fur coat.
Yeah.
You know, just as an example.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a high-end item, right?
Yeah.
I don't care what age group you are.
I know. That's
as
so
long
weird.
As, you know, the coat fits me nicely, looks good on me, and you didn't gouge me. Why should I care how old or young you are?
I know.
But not everybody thinks that way.
I never heard of such a thing. That's interesting.
Yeah. People are weird.
So your customers don't know what you've been going through?
No. Not very few.
Okay.
One or two of them figure it out, guess, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had one start crying.
Oh.
Like, no, this is not what I want. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. But she's a good customer, and she still does, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she understands, you know.
Yeah.
And she's probably about 40, 45.
Okay. Oh, she's young.
Yeah, she's young. But she I think maybe something happened with her mom and she recognized something, you know.
Oh. Huh. Isn't that something? And she came out and asked you?
You know, she started to cry and she said to my husband, "What's wrong with Trish?"
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so then you just have to say, you know, a little something. I don't like to go into big details.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy?
You know, we're a small town.
Yeah.
You know? And you want things to continue on the way they were.
Yeah, yeah.
The best you can, yeah.
Right, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So the wig, though, how does it, it's like normal, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like they're so different nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, unless you look super close,
yeah,
you
can't
tell. Wouldn't even realize.
Well, nowadays, people with hair wear them all the time.
And most men don't realize at all.
Oh, right. They wouldn't know.
It's the women.
Yeah.
And it's the hairstylist.
Oh.
I had one say to me, "That's a piece, isn't it?" And I touched my necklace. I didn't realize she was talking about my hair.
Oh.
I touched my necklace, and she goes, "No, your hair." I kind of, it startled me, right?
Yeah.
And I just kind of looked at her and didn't answer her. And then she was kind of like taken aback because she realized, you know, she really did kind of step over the line.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I would never.
I wouldn't either. You know, and I've had a lot of, over the years, we don't get very many black women.
Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of black women that I realized, that has got to be a wig.
Right. But you don't come out and say.
I don't say it. Why would I say anything?
I know. Oh, my God.
I don't
want
to belittle anyone. You know?
No.
Just like some of my customers, it's obvious they dye their hair. I mean,
right.
They're my age, and it's, you know,
yeah.
It's not going to be red.
Right.
Yeah. But I would never say, hey,
right.
That's a pretty strong color for your age.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Some people are crazy.
Yes, they are.
So weird that they do that.
Yeah. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What are people buying?
We
ain't buying nothing.
Really? So we have been selling a lot of natural, bigger stones, a lot of big stones. Like 5 carats, 4 carats, like a lot of natural, which is nice.
Are they nice quality or are they just okay?
No, they're nice quality. Yeah, they're nice quality. Natural in general has been busy.
Okay, well, good.
So I hope it's going to come your way.
I hope so. The
you
last
know?
One where I even had that request was for that 1 carat.
Right.
That's it. That's all year so far. No.
So what do they come in for, like watch batteries and repairs and jewelry?
Watch batteries, repairs, you know, Mother's Day gifts, so a little birthstone pendant or you know, that kind of stuff. You know, nothing too terribly exciting.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
And we buy gold.
Right. Okay.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
And so far, we've been pretty fortunate. We haven't gotten, you know, burnt.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
good.
You know, right before we were leaving for Tucson.
Yeah.
A guy called my husband. Silver had just hit 120 that day. He wanted to come in before we left.
Yeah.
And sell us like 100 ounces.
Sell you or you sell him?
Yeah. No, sell to us.
Oh.
100 ounces. And I looked at Craig and I said, Craig, we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I don't even want to. I don't care. I don't want to.
Right.
Just tell him the timing's not good. I don't care what you tell him. Just
right.
Tell him no.
Right.
You know, we left for Tucson the next day, and silver dropped right back to almost $80.
Oh, thank God.
It was
yeah.
Like, oh, thank God we didn't do it.
Do it, right.
I'm sorry for anybody that did. You know?
Right, right,
and
yeah.
It's never come back up to 120 yet.
Oh.
We're at like 86 or 87 at the minute.
Right. And what is gold at?
Gold's like 46.90.
Still up there.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Hmm. Wow. But you have to give yourself a lot of leeway when you buy. You can't pay at today's gold. I mean, you got to minus.
Yeah. Well, it depends
okay.
on what it is. So
okay.
bullion, which is the least favorite of mine to buy, because the margins are so slim, right?
Mm.
5%. It's too scary. But, you know, broken chain and one earring and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we just weigh it up for old gold and they're happy.
Yeah,
they're happy.
Yeah.
They're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotcha. Interesting. Okay.
Because
so time,
I really don't want to buy people's beautiful pieces of jewelry. Because we don't sell used jewelry.
Oh, you don't? And none of it you do, huh?
Yeah. No. And people feel hurt when you offer them so
low.
So low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're buying broken stuff, they're just
it's okay.
happy that you're willing to buy it.
Correct, because what are they going to do with
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a whole
true.
Different mindset.
Oh,
yeah.
dear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what time are you leaving tomorrow?
8 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bigger natural diamonds. What
yes.
chain are they at?
Oh, well, you're going to laugh, but Marquis very popular.
Okay.
The rectangular cushion radiance are very popular because of Taylor Swift.
Oh.
I always round. I feel like a little of everything.
Okay.
Ovals
yeah.
always been busy, but it's Marquis is a it's a supply demand type thing because the supply is not out there, but the demand is high.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've hopefully they're going to quiet down a little bit because, you know, when you get them, you got to pay an astronomical amount of money for them because supply and demand.
Right, right.
For it. So
no,
who has it?
Yeah,
charges.
All, yeah, yeah. And I mean, that's always, you know,
mm-hmm.
the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, hopefully, but you don't advertise engagement, do you? You
not
don't advertise.
Really.
You should.
I guess I'm just too tired.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's true.
Yeah. I'm too tired at the minute to do much of anything. And,
I know.
You know, we muddle through, and we make it, and we're happy.
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And it's good enough for right now.
Yeah, I know.
When
I know.
When I'm feeling better again, and I hope to be feeling better again.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Then that'll be different.
Then you'll. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, I give you credit. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. Well,
to,
nothing's easy, right?
You know, to do
well,
the
easy.
Treatment
yeah, and
work.
This is my weekend away from the kids.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
and Craig always says, if it was easy, Walmart be doing it.
Yeah. This is true. This is true. But have you cut down at all with the kids or no?
No, not really.
No. Okay.
Not,
not even a day or?
No, but we don't get the baby. We haven't
right.
gotten the baby. I mean, I love to visit the baby.
But right. But you can't take
even
care
of hold her.
Oh, really?
Can't even hold the rascal. She's 20 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. She's a
she's
chunk.
She's a chunkster. She's
yeah.
gorgeous.
Oh.
You know, she's gorgeous and she's a chunkster.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, her mama has to deal with her.
Yeah.
And her dad is so proud of her that,
oh, good.
You know, it works good, right?
So now you think she's going to have another one?
Oh, no, definitely not. This one almost killed her.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah. She was, when she left the hospital in October last,
yeah,
she couldn't walk.
Why?
The epidural pumped too
oh.
hard.
I know, that's so scary, I know.
Yes, and the doctor, her doctor said, you know, that's delivered many of her babies.
God.
Said,
yeah.
Don't you dare have another one.
Oh.
So you could end up paralyzed. And you know what? It's not worth it.
No.
This is actually baby number 5, but, you know, she has 4 children. And I think 4 children is plenty to deal with.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Oh, because she had a miscarriage.
She had a rupture. So.
What do you mean?
She was 5 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah. And she had to deliver it?
Yes.
Oh, poor
that
thing.
That was horrible.
That is horrible.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I only had one kid. I mean, I only
know.
Had one shot at this thing. I'm glad it happened.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, if I had had miscarriage after miscarriage, I think I'd be a nut job.
Oh my God.
I think it would have, you know, it would have played on my mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful I got a kid, and she
I
gave
know.
Me 4 grandkids.
Right.
Arguing. And you know, this is the thing. He would love to have a boy naturally. I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is it worth losing your wife?
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
so
she's going to be 40 in October.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's no youngster anymore.
So,
you know,
how long did it take before she could walk?
Walk properly?
Yeah.
She still has a funny
lift she
to her. Yes, she does a little bit, but not bad.
Okay.
It took the full 3 months.
Really?
You know, she has like almost like she has a drop foot, like neuropathy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and she put on a tremendous amount of weight, and that weight hasn't come off yet. So and it's partially because she can hardly move. But I'm thinking, should the weight, when the weight comes off, maybe that'll help a bit too.
Oh dear.
She did try some of that red light therapy on her feet.
Oh yeah.
And it did seem to help a little bit. So, you know, nothing tremendous, but it did help.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is scary.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know, and then my mom's asking me, what's going on with Sheila? And, you know, I hate to say too much because
I know.
I don't want to scare her. And I'm hoping she gets better. And she
right.
did. You know,
yeah.
It just took way longer than we thought it would.
Right. Right. Oh, geez, thank God, yeah, it worked its way through for her. Boy, oh, boy, that's scary. Well, I'm glad he's a good husband and father.
Yes.
You know, makes a difference, so.
Yes, it does.
But she, anyway. You got to go, she look more Indian or mixed? And
mixed and mixed. Soft-looking.
She's gotta be, beautiful.
Looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Thank goodness.
Yes. All right. Well, you have a good time on your trip.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take
all
care.
All right. Take care, Tricia. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There are my client that I told you.